Welcome to Dish Nation! Woo! Hey! You are at the right place to get all of your celebrity dish. Chewy and I are coming to you from our homes in LA, and our ATL family is home as well. Hey, Brad, Head Crack, Gary, and Portia.
Hey!
Hey, what's up, Chewy?
Hey, Chewy.
I missed y'all.
You since yesterday.
Now, all right, later in the show, Heidi and Frank will be joining us a little bit later on, but first, we got a dish about Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston's Zoom reunion. Yes, honey. And Woo, Madonna is hard at work on her biopic. Yes. But first, hey, Craig, tell us what you got.
Well, it looks like Kanye West is up to his old antics again, but this time one of his Grammys caught the bad end of his stick. No pun intended. Now, here's how it went down. Ye went on one of his Twitter rants, tweeting away countless pages of his contracts with music labels, saying that he wanted to be free from modern-day slavery. Mm. And in the midst of his Twitter meltdown, Ye posted a video of him tossing one of his 21 Grammy trophies into the toilet and giving it to R. Kelly, if you know what that means.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you do.
Wow.
Yikes. So now, of course, to this stunt and posting Forbes editor-in-chief content officer Randall Lane's contact info on social media, Ye has landed in Twitter jail. How do y'all feel about it?
It's so disrespectful to the Grammy that you won. I just to treat it like
it's
that.
It's
a nasty visual.
That's not disrespectful, Sherry, when he did that. I mean, he didn't do it to his Soul Train Award or his BET Award, so he knew which one to pee on. So, there you have it.
Oh, wow, Gary.
What's even crazier is that Rick Fox, the old NBA star, now an actor, was on Twitter and gave everyone the update. That's why he started trending. He was like, yo, I want to let you guys know that my boy Ye, he's good. He was just banned from Twitter for the next 12 hours. Everybody was like, yo, how does Rick Fox have this intel? So that was hilarious.
Now, Sherry, would you ever do your Emmy like that, though?
No, I would never disrespect my Emmy like that. All I do with my Emmy, y'all, I put my wigs on my Emmy. That's it. I put my wigs on my Emmy. I'll never disrespect.
Not the wig.
That is a high-end wig holder.
All right, moving on. The 2020 American Country Music Awards took place last night, and for the first time ever, there was a tie in the most important category of the night. Carrie Underwood tied with Thomas Rhett for Entertainer of the Year. Congratulations. Whoa. But here's the thing. During Carrie's speech, she forgot to thank some very important people. Okay, now she did what she's supposed to do. She thanked God. She thanked the ACM for her award. But she forgot to shout out her husband, Mike Fisher, and their two kids.
Oh my God.
Sometimes music's an escape from your family, though.
But Carrie definitely felt bad about it because after the show in the press room, she said she felt like a dummy for not mentioning her family. But she did apologize and she made sure that she knew that she loved them. I know people get nervous, Portia, and I know that they forget. But even if Carrie Underwood didn't know that she was going to win, do you think that she should have written something up before just in case because she knew she was nominated?
What she knew was she said what she wanted to say and she meant it, okay? She did what she did, and she said what she did.
Thank you.
If Forget Them Kids was a person, that is Carrie, honey. Listen, we've been in a pandemic. This woman has been home cooking all the meals for her husband. She has been doing homeschooling.
Right.
She got on that stage and said, it's about me, bitch. It's about me.
Would you be mad if somebody at Dish won an award and didn't thank you?
I sure damn would be, because for the simple fact that, baby, I helped build this show. I was the first on this show, me and Headquake, baby. If any of y'all 10 went after me and don't thank me, girl, I would be highly pissed, yes.
Maybe you should have won before us.
What if it wasn't for Dish and we didn't thank you?
Mm.
Oh, I would care less, honey, because I feel like y'all just hating anyway, child. Just don't want to call my name.
Well, it looks like Chris Brown has a wish. He wants to come true, y'all. He went on IG and reposted a fan's fantasy cast list of a reboot of The Wiz. Y'all remember that movie? Y'all remember The Wiz?
One of my favorites.
So this is the list that he posted, and your girl's on here, Sherry. Scott Jackson playing Dorothy.
Yes.
Chris playing the Scarecrow.
Yes.
Usher playing the Tin Man. Neo playing the Lion.
I I love it.
And Chris commented, ooh, this would be fire. Also fire. Listed, check this out, y'all. Also listed are the Migos as the Motorcycle Gang, Drake, Lil Wayne, yes, Nicki, and Tyga, ooh, as the Crows, Patti LaBelle as Evelyne, Diana Ross as the Good Witch, Kevin Hart as the Wiz.
Yes.
Damn, this would be amazing, y'all. This would be amazing.
I like this.
And can y'all see Kevin Hart as Wiz? Don't nobody give me a chance, yes, for nothing. I'm too pretty to be the Wiz.
Yeah, he would be the guy. Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm so for this remake of the Wiz that Chris Brown, this list that he's put together. But y'all left Brad out. Brad would need to be in that soundtrack.
I need to be Evelyne, the big fat lady, Mabel King. She'd be like,
oh, yeah, you can do, yeah, Evelyne. Oh, yes, baby.
You're not evil. You're not evil, Brad, but you can pull it off.
Okay, y'all. So Kim Zolciak Bierman's daughter Brielle has faced all kind of haters online, but the latest criticism is something new. So on Instagram, y'all, Brielle shared a pic. She shared pictures from her stepdad Croy Bierman's birthday party, calling him an amazing father, and she's sitting on Croy's lap. Of course, y'all, somebody had to ask. Gary, you want to read this?
Why are you sitting on your mama husband lap?
Brielle replied, honestly, because I had nowhere else to sit. We were making jokes the whole time about him being Santa. It was comedy. Now, Sherry, if Croy was older and less cute, do you think people would still have something to say or ask that question?
You know, first of all, Brad, when you have nowhere to sit, always sit on your daddy's lap. That goes with
always.
But in all seriousness, Brad, I think y'all just reaching. When you're grown and you love your father, I sit on my father's lap because I just love him.
Absolutely.
I sit on my grandfather's lap because I just love him. I think you are really reaching for straws with this girl.
They are.
Let her enjoy her daddy.
Y'all still missing the point. Sherry, that's her stepdaddy. That ain't her daddy. And he just as old as her. She just as old as him.
But then you're putting stuff on him.
Corey's 35, Brielle's 23. But even if he was 23, that is her stepdad. She's been raised by her mom, and she knows that she's not feeling him in no kind of way like that. Like, people are so twisted. Like, it's clearly, I'm sure they took a picture like this when she was younger, so now she's just doing it now. Like, people are so twisted online. It's gross.
Okay, always.
And if he was in Portia and Brad, if he was an old fat man, then y'all be like, oh, he a pervert. Look at him. You can't win 35. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
I will say,
their family.
Never seen a Santa Claus look like Croy now, because if Santa Claus came up in some people's house looking like Croy, some of these mamas might be kissing Santa Claus, okay?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, doing a little bit more Portia underneath the tree.
Okay. Underneath that tree.
Okay. Mistletoe.
That mistletoe.
Well, speaking of dads, Terry Bradshaw had quite the reaction to some news about his daughter. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, now welcome back. You know, Kanye West feels a little bit bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray, and is asking his fans for help. So Ye took to social media once again, as he always does, but this time to voice his confusion about one of his employees. Now, Yeezy is claiming he found the fake employee on his payroll by the name of Lauren Greenfield, and he took it upon himself to Google the name and posted a screenshot of the woman's social media profile without the picture, and he wrote, "Has anyone heard of this person? I just found the fake employee on my payroll." So the fans, because they, you know, Big Yeezy fans, they did a little digging and they found out that according to Google, that Lauren is a creative like himself, and they don't know if that's the pseudo staffer that he's looking for.
Okay,
so, pseudo staffer,
like not a real person,
not
like,
real. No, like Susu Studio.
Well, yo, Gary, as you already know, Kanye has a lot of projects, so do you really think he found out about this fake employee by himself and that he would put all that out on social media?
No, somebody, you know, I'm sure one of his staff members found out about it. They probably was hating on Lauren, even though she could have been pseudo, and decided to tell him, honey, that's an extra check for that person, so. And then I'm also sure, too, that Kim probably was kind of getting tired of all this money going out because, you know, their money is getting short from what I was told.
want to know who told you that Kim's money is getting short. She's got a $1 billion empire. But I think I agree that he did not find this by himself. Somebody was hating on Lauren, because with Kanye, you have so many people who are consultants that are working with you on all aspects.
But I think Gary's onto something, because guess what? We, you know, wives do a lot at the house. They do a lot to make sure you good. And they somewhat like personal assistants. So why not get on the payroll? That's right. It probably is getting her extra check.
All right, y'all. Keeping it moving from discovering fake employees to discovering fake boobs. So on the first episode of the new reality show, The Bradshaw Bunch, I knew that would get you chewy, retired NFL player Terry Bradshaw is on a mission to find out the truth behind his daughter Erin's boobs and if she had a breast augmentation. Take a look.
Hey, look, I found out that Erin had a boob job. She didn't tell you?
No.
Look at me and don't smile. Did she tell you?
No.
Hey.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, pool party.
Did you bring your suit?
No.
Why not?
You didn't get the message?
There's a freeze warning for this evening. I think this pool party is ridiculous. Just bring him to the side, tell him to get your done, and it'll be a great day.
Funny. This is funny. But Portia, seriously, how would you tell your father you got a boob job, Portia?
First of all, I feel like he need to get out her business, okay? He wasn't concerned when she had to walk around looking like a little boy. So don't be concerned now that she's all nice and voluptuous.
So, Portia, would you want to know if he got a penile implant? I mean, that would be something exciting to know about on the show.
I would love to play like I didn't know. He gonna have to prove it to me.
Prove it to me. All right, y'all. I can see clearly now, because we have the PopSonic LED 7x magnification vanity mirror. This mirror has a lovely extended gooseneck that can be mounted on a clean flat surface and multiple angles, and it's lightweight so you can travel anywhere in the world with it. And no worries about this mirror falling, because the strong suction cup will mount it to keep it secure without damaging the surface.
And oh my God, Brett, how I just love this bright adjustable LED light, honey, with 7x magnification, so you can really see what's going on with your skin.
That's right, Gary, and it's rechargeable, and it comes with a USB charging cord so you can stay looking good. Oh, and I can't forget to tell y'all about the 360-degree rotation guaranteed to keep this mirror on a swivel.
Ooh, and yes, girl, Brett, honey, I need me, honey, one right now. How much is it, girl?
Usually it can run as high as $60, but for our dishettes, it's only $25.
Let's
go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, we're going to spill the tea on Madonna's biopic. We got that and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Madonna really is about to express herself. That's what I did.
We're living in a bad material world.
She and Oscar-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody are collaborating to write a biopic about Madonna's life and career. Now, Madonna revealed on her Instagram Live that the film will be about her struggle as an artist, as a woman, trying to compete and live and survive in a man's world. Mm. She will also talk about her interactions with Andy Warhol, Keith Haring, and Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Oh, wow.
And there's no title for the project yet, but she has confirmed it's going to be a two-hour film.
Mm.
So of Madonna. Now, Sherry, can you... Now, if you're Diablo Cody and you're sitting there with Madonna and Madonna wants to do certain things, but Diablo Cody, kind of the boss... Sherry, can you imagine having to tell Madonna that parts of her life should not be in the movie?
I would be so intimidated to tell Madonna, like, that's not going to make the movie. We got to take that out. But Diablo Cody is so respected. So I think that Madonna have gotten with her if she didn't trust her. But girl, I would not. I'd be to be a fly on the wall when Diablo has to tell her that. No, we're not going to use that. Ooh.
Now, I was wondering, too, if the person needs to be a singer. Now, keep in mind, Madonna's 62 years old. She said the project is going to document her early years when she was in New York City. Now, she also added that she most likely won't play herself at all anywhere in the movie, but she continued, it's not a musical, but there's a lot of music and there's a lot of the actress who will play me singing my songs, but in places where she's supposed to be singing.
I think to play Madonna, you get Jennifer Hudson.
Frank.
She's an awesome actress.
Well, that's
great
an
voice.
Interesting
Killed
choice.
Aretha. Yeah, so I think
that's diverse casting, Frank.
I saw Dave Chappelle play Prince once, and I think anything can happen.
Frank, if you have Dave Chappelle and Jennifer Hudson, it's definitely qualifying for an Oscar. You hit that mandate right there.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Looks like the exes, everyone is hoping to get back together one day.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about just by saying that? The exes, yes. Everyone looks and hopes to get back together someday.
I want
probably
them to.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer
Aniston. Yes, you nailed it, Heidi. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt came together in virtual... That's the first time. During their Fast Times at Ridgemont High table read. Which actually airs today. The photo was shared on comedian Dane Cook's IG. He's part of this project, among other stars. Now, this is the first time Jen and Brad have been together since they said hello at the Screen Actors Guild's Awards back in January.
Now, Chewie, could you imagine, how would you act, Chewie? Because I've never seen you around an ex, but how would you act if you had to be on some sort of Zoom call,
you know,
with an ex-girlfriend?
I'd probably cuss her out, but I'd still stay on the Zoom.
Yeah, Chewie, I hate my ex as well, but I think that if I was going to be on a Zoom with her, I would probably try to look my best. I mean, the background would be perfect.
Oh, yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You'd be at your villa, right?
At my villa in the south of France. Yes.
If I was on a Zoom with my ex, I would have 5 wigs on. Okay? That's how much I'd be dressing up.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know. You missed this. Up next, find out which sister Kourtney Kardashian said she would never take love advice from. We will tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Kourtney Kardashian and her younger sister, Kendall, were recently on Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson's Sibling Revelry podcast. While playing a speed run, Kate asked which sister was best at giving advice. While Kourtney said she'll get guy advice from Khloe, there's one sister she wants no advice from. Hilarious.
Ooh.
Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think relationship advice, I'd say it does depend on what I'm going through, because sometimes you're like, okay, this person I feel like could relate to this situation.
But like, I wouldn't go to Kim for relationship advice.
I go to her sometimes if I need to be like an investigator.
And she's the only one who's married, so we probably should.
Oh, see, that's interesting. She's saying she would not take relationship advice from Kim.
No.
When you think about it, Kim's been married the longest out of all of them this time around anyway, but I think they don't want the advice because of who she married.
Because you've been married the longest doesn't mean you're the best at relationships.
Oh, that's true, Frank.
See, Kim's the only one that's married of all the sisters.
Yeah.
And misery loves company. So she's going to give you bad advice to say, yeah, he's the one for you. He's the one for you. Because she wants you to be in the same position she is, married miserable.
Even though Khloe has broken up a lot, I like Khloe because I like her advice because she's real. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think I probably would like Khloe. Kim is really, if you notice, if you ever watch the Kardashians, Kim is the one that's really judgmental. She's hard on her sisters. She's like very black and white. So, you know, I think I'd like Khloe.
And I think Kylie and Kendall, I hate to be ageist, but I think it's like they're their little one, not yet. Like,
yeah.
Little one, she's a billionaire.
I don't care if you're a billionaire, you're still young. So it's like, oh, tell me, wise one, how'd I get through this? Because you've been through it, whatever.
Yeah. I might take some business tips.
Well, maybe some business tips, but not really. I mean, you're 21. Come on.
I mean, if you want business advice, then you go to Kylie. If you want to make your lips bigger, you go to Kylie.
Yeah.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.